Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation chapter 21. In the previous episode, we read the entire balance of the chapter, and we see the New Jerusalem coming down. And so I want to go back and begin with verse 9 again and just reread and do it a little slower pace now because we've got a big picture of what it is that's being seen here. But then see if there's more detail to it. So chapter 21, verse 9 says this. Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke to me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And so, as we said in the previous episode, here one of these angels came up. And John knew which angel it was because he defines it. It's one of those seven angels had the seven bowls of the plagues, the fulfillment of the wrath of God being poured out. Now that angel is coming up to John saying, hey, come on, I'm going to show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And remember, we were introduced to the Lamb back in chapter 4 and chapter 5 of Revelation. The Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the wife of the Lamb. Then verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. So let me pause there in the middle of the sentence. Again, John gets carried away in the spirit. You know, when I say that in the vernacular of our day, that has a different meaning to it, right? But he is carried by the Spirit to a particular place. And we've seen this before in Revelation. I want to say this is the fourth time that this happens to John, okay? And so he's carried by the Spirit. And this is just sort of intriguing to think about because he's in the midst of viewing this heavenly scene and he sees these things. He sees stuff. Well, is he actually there? And now he's carried away in the Spirit while he's actually in that place? Or is he in the spirit and he sees these things, and then in the midst of seeing these things, he's carried away again in the midst of it? And we don't really know. We know in, was it Revelation 4, where he heard a voice saying, come up here, and he wound up going up there. It's not like he was looking for any stairs or anything like that. He was just taken up there. So the Spirit does the same thing here. He carries him away to a great and high mountain. Not just your basic mountain, a great and high mountain. Well, I wonder what mountain this might be. And more than likely Mount Zion, okay? Because we learn in the scripture that when it's all said and done, it is going to be the highest mountain in all earth. So here's the great and high mountain. He's on it, and he looks, and he's shown the holy city, Jerusalem. It's described that way, holy city Jerusalem. And to us, we go, well, isn't that nice? Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? For the Jewish people, even the Gentiles of the first century, there was nothing higher than Jerusalem. And for it to be restored, for it to be described as it's about to be described here, would have had a profound, profound impact upon them. So he sees this holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. So we know where it's coming from, out of heaven. We know the means by which it's doing that, from God. Verse 11, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. So he's describing this city coming down, and he's using things in the vernacular of the day that people would understand. But he's still going to say a lot of, it's like this. You know, it's this kind of thing. So the city is coming down. It's coming out of heaven. It is from God. From God. Meaning God built it. God supplied it. And then it said this, having the glory of God, having the very glory, the doxa, that to receive praise and honor, this city has the very glory of God. And it's brilliant. has light, and it's described as radiance in the contemporary translations. Its radiance is like a rare jewel. And we saw in the initial reading a lot of stones and a lot of jewels. Some of these we have some idea as to what they are, other ones we don't. Here in this case, he says it's like a jasper, clear as crystal. And a jasper is simply a stone, okay? It's a valuable stone. It can be varied colors, okay? But it is a precious stone. It can be purple. It can be green. And so he sees this thing. Its radiance is like a rare jewel. In other words, it's glittering, it's gleaming, it's brilliant. He says, it's like jasper. He didn't say it was jasper. But he said, it's like jasper. Like jasper in what way? It's as clear as crystal. A New American Standard says crystal clear. King James, clear as crystal. The Lexham says shining like a crystal. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Then verse 12. It had a high, great wall with 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. And on the gates, the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. Now that's the ESV, the English Standard Version, and it's probably the clearest what's being said here. The Lexham says it has a great and high wall that has 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written on the gates, and the word "the gates" there is supplied. In other words, it's in italics, but supplied to us where we have the proper understanding. The names written on the gates, which are of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. When you read the King James New American Standard, it's a little unclear as to where the names are written. Are the names written on the angels, or are the names written on the gates? Well, when you look at the context of everything, and the Greek, which is beyond us, right? The idea is that the names written on the gates, okay, on the gates. Then verse 13, on the east, three gates. On the north, three gates. On the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. Then verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So what have we seen right here? We see that there's gates. And these 12 gates have the name of what? The 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. But then we see the wall, and the wall has 12 foundations. And the foundations are what? The 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Well, is that significant? Yeah, well, but of course it's significant. Number 12 is very significant in the book of Revelation. We've already encountered it before. And here we encounter it twice. It's very much a vivid picture of how you enter into this city, okay? The gates, the law, but the law is built upon the foundation of the good news that was proclaimed by the 12 apostles of the Lamb. It gives us a picture for how we're saved, for how we enter into the presence. We saw in a previous episode that only believers will live in this city. It's the last verse of this chapter we'll see later. But we see here how even the structure of the city provides us insight into what the Lord intended with this city and who's going to be there. Well, again, I'm Dale. We'll press on with more in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.